Qatar has announced its withdrawal from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC.
The state of Qatar has decided to withdraw its membership from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, effective January 2019. This decision was communicated to OPEC this morning.
Now, Energy Minister Saad Al-Kaabi says that Qatar will continue to produce oil, but would concentrate on developing and increasing its natural gas output. He said that a country's potential is in the gas production rather than in oil. The Qatar official also said that OPEC was informed of the decision ahead of the announcement. Now let's go to London and discuss this issue with Manucher Takin, who is an international oil and energy consultant. Good for joining us. Thank you for joining us, sir. Qatar is leaving OPEC, and it has made the announcement. What has made Qatar do that? Is it really going to, as it said, focus on its gas production rather than oil? And how could this possibly impact the OPEC?
Well, I am quite surprised, and the definitions or explanations as given by His Excellency the Qatari Minister or by the media and other commentators, analysts that I have heard since this morning, I'm not convinced with any of them. It cannot be because Qatar is too small country, a small member within OPEC and doesn't have an influence. No, it does have. I think OPEC is an equal, an organization and members are all equal. Of course, a country like Saudi Arabia with 10, 11 million barrels per day production capacity is more influential in practice than Qatar with about 600, 650,000 barrels per day. But the same with other small countries. All within OPEC, they do discuss and coordinate with each other. And so I don't think the reason that some people are saying, analysts, that it is because Qatar is small, doesn't have much influence, I don't think it is valid. In fact, 2 years ago, when OPEC was at an impasse of what to do with the low price of oil, and they wanted to bring in non-OPEC countries led by Russians, Qatar played, did play a major role diplomatically in getting Russian President Putin involved and so on, and acting in between to smooth relationship between non-OPEC and OPEC. And that resulted in the two of them getting together, which have been doing for about a year or two now, reducing their production and getting the price of oil up again. So I'm not convinced the reason why. And politically, if there is, of course, a difficulty now between Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and Qatar is under embargo by Saudi Arabia and the UAE, Arab Emirates, and others, I don't think that is a reason either. That Iran and Saudi Arabia are politically, according to the media, have disagreements. And Iran and Iraq in the 1980s were at war. But all these ministers sat together and discussed, because OPEC is an organization for business decisions. Right. What is good for all of them, they're all in the same boat. So I really don't know the reason why Qatar has left.
Interesting perspective. All right, thank you for that. That was Manucher Takin, international oil and energy consultant, who joined us from London.